This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Since the launch of the Affordable Care Act, we've heard a lot about the glitches afflicting the federal government's new website, healthcare.gov. By contrast, here in Massachusetts, the state's online health connector had been working just fine for years.
But it got redesigned anyway, and now it's also having problems. As we often hear, Massachusetts was the model for national healthcare reform. But getting our system to comply with the Affordable Care Act required scrapping the old state exchange and building a new one.
Which means Massachusetts health insurance shoppers today are facing a frustrating litany of problems.
Error messages.
Dead links.
Hours on hold with customer service.
Now, officials say they're making improvements, but problems persist, and shoppers are confused. Many of them are angry. And joining me now to talk more about this is Chelsea Conaboy, who covers healthcare for the Boston Globe. And Chelsea, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the old state insurance exchange seemed to work just fine. Tell us in some detail, why did it have to be redone or redesigned?
Sure. So, yeah, the old exchange was working quite well. And you know, what we have to compare it with is sort of the finished product. The last few years, it had been running very smoothly and had provided really a very good shopping experience for customers where they could easily compare plans and pay for their plan online. And to comply with the Affordable Care Act, that had to be redone, and in large part because the way that the Affordable Care Act provides for subsidized affordable care for people who can't afford it is very different from how the state did it. So they created a whole new system in order to comply with those regulations and some others about how the plans were designed and how the programs that for different categories of subsidies sort of fit together.
I see, right. So what kinds of problems are we hearing that people are having?
It's really a whole host of things. I mean, people who have successfully set up an account, then go to log in again, and the system doesn't recognize their passwords. Pages load really slowly, or, you know, they click on a no button, and the system takes them to a page as if they had clicked on a yes button. There was a problem for a few days where as part of the program, you have to verify your identity. You have to submit information that then goes to this federal hub to make sure that to check your immigration status and your financial data and many other things. And people were getting stuck at one point where the system was telling them that they were incarcerated or that their children were incarcerated when they weren't, obviously. So that had to do a little bit with the state's website design and its communication with the feds. Then there was sort of the customer support problems where people were having these issues and calling the state hotline and, like you said, staying on hold for hours and then kind of being told to just try again later.
I see. Now, is there any link between the folks that designed this system and the federal system that we've been reading so much about?
Yeah, so it's the same company. CGI designed the state's website, and they were a primary developer, anyways, of the federal website that's been so troubled.
I see. So what do the folks at Healthcare Connector say is going on and what they're going to do about it?
Well, they haven't gone so far as to say that, you know, mistakes were made or they launched too early, but they have said that, you know, they recognize that people are frustrated with the system, and they have brought in some experts from Oracle. The site was designed by CGI, but largely on Oracle software. So they've brought in some people to try to engineer some fixes. And also they are, by the end of this week, they plan to double the customer support representatives they have taking calls.
And Chelsea, do we know how many people have been affected by this?
Well, it's a little bit hard to say. I mean, certainly if you look at their Facebook page, there's a lot of frustrated consumers out there. And I talked to a number of people who have been trying for weeks, one man, 5 weeks, you know, to get enrolled. And we know that there are about 105,000 people who have to go onto the new system and choose a new plan. And the state has extended the deadline for them to do that until March. But then there's probably another group of people who just want to shop for insurance. Maybe their commercial plan was canceled, or they're trying to figure out, you know, a more affordable option. And we don't know how many people there are like that, but there certainly are many.
That's Chelsea Conaboy. She covers healthcare for the Boston Globe. She was talking about glitches with the state's Health Connector website. Chelsea Conaboy, thanks so much.
Thank you.